Kia ora te whānau, welcome back to Season 3, Episode 2 of Pōneke Game Time. Thank you, you've only tuned into our first episode back. If you've got any advice or any guests you'd like to see, keep those ideas to yourself or email them to us at pornikegametime@gmail.com. This week we've got the Pod of Origin, great concept for Team Ori's in Pōneke to keep that connection between our juniors as they go off to college. Tui tries to catch up with some of the young bucks. They were all very confident off camera, but as soon as they put a mic in their face, some of them got a little bit camera shy. So take it easy on them. Don't watch this in times two speed, otherwise you'll miss the whole thing. But sit back, relax, have a great Easter, and remember, no matter where you are in the world, you don't just play, you belong.
All right, welcome to Pōneke Game Time, live, well not live, over here at Kilburnie Park. With us are the three players from Oriental Rongotai. Give them a round of applause. Well, they're coming from Tidal City. We'll get everyone to introduce themselves, starting from my left here.
Hi there, my name's Kiwi Tadeo Bryce. I play for Ori's under 18s.
My name is Sergio Tafili, playing for Ori's under 15.
My name's Noah Sawai. I play for Ori's under 15.
Welcome, gentlemen, to the show. Guys, how's training been so far with Origin?
Yeah, it's going pretty good, eh? Yeah. It's going light work.
Yeah, it's been going good. Yeah, yeah. Who's probably the fittest out of all three of you?
Probably Samson.
Yeah. Samson?
Thank you.
In a 10-meter sprint?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Any type of sprint.
And how's college rugby actually at the moment? Is the training we're doing here at the moment, is it benefiting any of the trainings that you're doing in college rugby with Origin, or is it just same-same?
Same-same.
Now, who are your actual captains for the under-15s and under-18s and girls' college?
I don't think we sorted our captains yet.
No.
But if for 18s, it'll probably be like Solo.
Oh, Xavier. Okay. Just because Champ?
Yeah, because Ryan's injured.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might be Solo.
So they'll be 18s. And the 15s captain is Samson?
Still waiting.
Still waiting for a captain?
Yeah.
On game day.
Yep.
Now, it's going to be a big day at Park Road. Pōneke's entering Tidal City at the moment. They've won two trophies before in April. Then they end up winning a Jubilee Cup by the skin of their teeth. How do you reckon you guys will go against Pōneke, and what do you reckon the score will be in favour of Pōneke?
I reckon we're going to take it out again.
Both
trophies.
We'll get the W's again.
Get the W's?
Yeah. Probably like 26-12. Probably more.
Nice.
Are we going to be seeing any cheap shots from Ori's like we did last year?
Of course.
That was from Pōneke.
Of course we will.
That was Pōneke that cheap shot us. But
especially Asa Johnson.
Nah, there'll be no fights.
There'll be no fights. That's Origin. Yeah. So considering, how's Rongotai been about with, and St. Pat's have been about with Origin? Have they been quite supportive in Origin, or is it a bit of a push and pull kind of situation?
Been chill. It's pretty good.
I don't even know.
You guys are just going rogue?
Yeah, pretty much rogue.
Well, gentlemen, are there any shout-outs you'd like to do in towards your families or all that? Or any starting from the St. Pat's kid?
Got heaps. I got Misa Top Aisu and Sony 2 Swagger, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
Sam?
I just want to shout out to my family, you know, without them I wouldn't be here, you know, all glory to God. You know, thank you.
Well done. Kobe?
Yeah, please, shout out to my family and to like the Ori's staff members and the managers. A shout out to the team.
And they do thank them, mate, because without their families, they wouldn't be here. So it's all good that they've come here. We're looking forward to that battle against Ori's over there on Easter Monday. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen. Gentlemen, round of applause. Everybody, welcome Simpson. All right, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to, without our sponsors, Talanoako, this event couldn't happen without all the help and community events there. And with us here is my old school teacher. It shows how old we are, but we still look young.
Don't say old. I'm not old.
wise, I think is the right word.
That's right.
Gabby McKeesey. Gabby, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tui. Thank you.
Tell us exactly what Talanoako is.
So, Talanoako is a Ministry of Education program that's made up of lots of programs that basically support specific education. And so, a couple of weeks ago, you and Albert came and said, have you got any money? And we had a little bit in one of the funding, particularly to support this because it's our community, it's our youth, it's Pacific, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
And this wouldn't be the first rugby event you guys support. I've noticed you guys did the Buller Sevens, I believe that was about 2 years ago and all that. But what other events do you guys usually support as well?
Talanoako, it's a big program in schools and in communities, and there's a little fund called Tato Whamalosi, and it's tiny. And for that one, I support right across the country anything that communities are organising themselves. And I'm partial to rugby.
You're partial to rugby, but you're not partial to Poneke. You've had two sons that have played here. And
I'm a PK girl. Yeah, the two clubs here obviously were Ories and PK and a little bit of Marist and Wellington. And all the Samoans played at Ories. All my mum's brothers, all my uncles played at Ories. But my husband was a Newtown boy and he said, no, we played our local club PK. So both my sons have come through here and then came back after school. I got married here.
Oh, really?
I mean, PK is our little community. We've had weddings, 1st, 21st. I think I've got more history with PK than you, my dear.
Long history, I think. You're longer than mine. So.
And now, on Sunday, there's a group of PK mothers that we train in the gym.
So when
Finger said to me, oh, did you get some funding off the boys? And I said, yeah. But, yeah. PK's pretty special too.
Yeah.
But so is Warriors.
Mm.
I'm fickle, but yeah. But my boys aren't.
No, they're pretty staunch.
They started here when they were three.
No. What have you seen as the benefits of Club of Origin with these college kids that most countries you either play club rugby and there's no college, whereas in New Zealand we're a bit different, like they just connect from their club rugby. What do you see the benefits of college Club of Origin?
I think it's really lovely, Tui. I think that you're onto a good thing. It's that connecting. It's the keeping of our kids together safe, some good competition. Everyone around here is pretty much related. But so you can have your own identity as a club. Just watching out there, seeing the kids playing rugby this early in a nice way. I like the origins. I like their origins. As I said, my sons played here as three-year-olds, came right through, went to Rongotai, did their first 15 stuff, but all of them came back here. So I think if you can be building that as kind of a sub thing of loyalty, of being together, of looking after each other, I think you're onto a really good thing.
Well, I mean, that is the point of college, especially in today's game where you're seeing a lot of under 13s now. They're emerging. I've heard stories of Marist merging with X-Men, and then X-Men merging with, it's just a real and then now hopefully with these kids here, they don't realize now that they could be inspiring the younger brothers or the younger sisters to take up the game of rugby that we all love. And at the end of the day, it's about these guys playing. And
the girls. You need to get more girls.
Yes.
So you need to do that stronger next year, But it's hard with Marist not having a team there.
That's huge. They're the champs. Yeah, so it's a challenge. It is a challenge to encourage more people to come to rugby.
Yeah.
But there are options, but we'll keep fighting a good fight. Yeah. Is there any final words there, Gabby, to sign off and wish these kids luck?
No, I think I wish them all luck. Have fun, play hard, and I always wanted to say that thing. Rugby's the winner at the end of the day.
That is right. Rugby is the winner at the end
of the day. Okay, my lord.
That was, That was Gabby Makisi there. Okay. We'll be bringing up our next guest there in just a minute. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Right.
Round of applause.
Round of applause. Thank you. Okay.
Now our next guest here on Puniki Game Time is our three captains. They've got one vice captain, one co-captain there. Round of applause for our captains, boys, for Puniki. We'll get them to introduce each other. Starting from my left here. That'll be you.
My name is Ben Suyo.
My name is Jay.
My name is Van Hillock.
Thank you, gentlemen. Welcome. Look, you guys we've done a couple of origin trainings. How's everyone feeling in that team run we just had about 4:30 to 5:30? How's everyone feeling? Have we got our right combinations?
Yeah, I think there's a little more stuff to work on, but yeah, we'll get there in the end.
Yeah. What is the Van? What do you reckon? How do you reckon we'll beat Ori's on Easter Monday there in the Under 15 Challenge?
With skill and sticking to our structures and our game plan.
Good. What do you reckon are Ori's strengths come Easter Monday when we play them as the defending Grant Griffith Cup champions? Yeah, anyone.
What did they want?
Forgive me, Mr. St. Pitts. What is Ori's strengths that we can face them at an attack where we can weaken their opposition? Where do you reckon? Where's their weakness, as I should say?
I think their fitness. The fitness will be a weak thing.
Everything.
Yep. Where's our strengths in the Pontic Under 15 team? Is it our back line or is it our forward pack?
I reckon it's the back line. Yeah. Our forwards need to work more.
Work more. Yeah. Aren't you on the forwards?
No, I'm in the back, actually.
With directors like Van there, do you reckon we'll have a steady ship there? We'll be able to win a few more lineouts there, win a few more scrums?
Yeah.
Van, what are you looking forward to on Easter Monday?
I'll get in the dub.
Getting the dub?
Yeah.
Now, coming from Wellington College, you guys are used to winning, but not on the big-time matches. Usually St. Pat's there to get it over you. How do you reckon you'll feel when we lift that trophy there on Easter Monday?
Be quite happy. Be a good feeling. It'll be one of my first big wins.
Sure. Well, that's great to hear. Now, you used to, are you guys at first 15 at the moment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think these guys are just ready to. I think they're a bit tired from training. We'll finish the interview there. We'll go to those shout outs now. Then, Herman, you got any shout outs there, guys?
Stop.
Shout out to Ron Steven. Gonna play Smokey when we play you.
No, I don't want to give a shout out. I just want to let Ngesi Talio let him know that we're ready.
Shout out to my little brother. He's playing for Morris. Sweet. Sweet.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. We'd like to thank Crusher there, and thank you, Puniki Game Time. It's good to hear the point of views from everyone. I'd like to thank everyone there for the pizzas and stuff. And we'll see you on Easter Monday there, starting at 10:30 with the under 13s. Apart from that, we'll catch you later. Thank you.